The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just get to the Yankees first and Gerrit Cole's situation, which was as bizarre. I mean, just bizarre. It's a little bizarre what happened with Gerrit Cole and Scott Boras, who has been taking L's now, and add the L's. And that's really the thing that comes out of it for me. Scott Boras was the super agent for forever, right? For forever. You got Scott Boras, you're going to get the best deal possible. You're going to get the most money possible. You knew he was going to be an impossible guy to work with as far as the team goes. Like, you hiring Scott Boras for your agent signals business. And I guess it still does, that you mean business. But over the last year and a half, he has taken more L's and has lost. I mean, last year was the offseason of his discontent. I mean, it was every single player he tried to get signed, it was a disaster. Like, he had everybody. He had Bellinger. He had Snell. He had Chapman. He had Montgomery. Like, all of them didn't get anywhere near what they were hoping to get. All of them waited for the final moments to finally take a contract for much less and shorter term. And now Snell's hitting the free agent market again. Montgomery had a disastrous year with Arizona. Chapman has already re-signed a big-time contract. I'm surprised the Giants gave him to be their third baseman for years moving forward. And Bellinger had a down year and opted back into a relatively lesser contract than he was hoping for, coming off an incredible year last year. So, like, it's just been L after L after L. And even against Brian Cashman, who can't even get a win when he takes his team to the World Series, even when he gets the Yankees back in the World Series, he's taking L's. Even against Brian Cashman, who can do no right in this market with the media and the fan base, even when he gets to the World Series, it's not good enough. And we're talking about the issues with this team and how flawed it was. Even against Brian Cashman, the great Scott Boras has taken L's. And that's what happened with this situation. I mean, pretty much he played a staring contest with Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees, and Brian Cashman didn't blink. So Cole opts out of his contract, which we've talked about forever. We knew he would do, at least I expected he would do. I guess there was some thought maybe he wouldn't after this year, considering the elbow injury, the limited amount of innings he pitched, and some of his numbers coming down, his age, but off of last year's Cy Young. I mean, the talk this time was he's going to opt out. What are the, you know, nobody knew about the clause that the Yankees could just add a year and nullify the opt-out, because if you did, it was like, well, that's a no-brainer. So it was like a no-brainer. And as soon as the season ended, it felt like, well, we're going to exercise this opt-out. We put it in there to see, and we'll talk to the Yankees. But clearly, whether it was Cole who told his agent, forget this, I'm not playing a game of chicken. I'm not hitting free agency and seeing what I can get. I want to be a New York Yankee. Or whether it was just Scott Boras playing a game of chicken, figuring the Yankees wouldn't want to do it. And then once they said they were uncomfortable, and that's what Brian Cashman came out today and said at the meetings in San Antonio when asked by reporters, he said, look, we were uncomfortable at his age to give him a fifth year at $36 million. So he opts out, figuring the Yankees will do it. When the Yankees don't, either Cole himself just told his agent, forget it, I'm not playing games, I want to be here, or Scott Boras looked around, talked to enough people, and said, you know what, I don't know if you're going to get this on the free agent market. And the Yankees and Gerrit Cole came to the decision to pretend like it never happened. It was exactly like George Costanza quitting. He just showed up the next day and said, forget it. He opted out. The deadline came and he said, let's just forget this whole thing. Let's pretend I didn't opt out. And the Yankees were like, okay, cool. And rightfully so. I'm glad the Yankees didn't hold him to the fire and say, well, now you're coming back for less money or anything like that. That would have been stupid. It would have seemed petty. Let's just pretend he didn't opt out. I've said it from the beginning. Gerrit Cole needed to be on this team. I don't see a path for this team's starting rotation to be good enough to win a championship without Gerrit Cole. It would have been very difficult, especially if you're going to go sign Juan Soto. I don't know what Corbin Burns is going to do. I don't know what Blake Snell is going to do. I don't know if they could even pitch here in New York. Blake Snell's another guy, doesn't give you innings. He was great in the second half of last year, but I have no idea what he's going to do for the New York Yankees. I have no idea what Corbin Burns is going to do for the New York Yankees. And while I'm concerned about the last year or so of this Cole contract, I feel pretty confident for a guy who's been as durable as any pitcher in baseball, that he's going to come back from this injury, have a full offseason to recoup, rest, have a full spring training, and get in shape for this coming season, and to be pretty damn good. The guy was still throwing 98 miles an hour on his 105th pitch in the World Series, where he gave up one run in 2/3 innings. So I am more than happy the New York Yankees brought back Gerrit Cole. The whole situation seems bizarre, and the conversation now with Scott Boras is he's obviously got Juan Soto. And I was talking about this last year leading into what we knew would be the Juan Soto free agency. As we hear from different people like Andy Martino, who was reporting for SNY, saying some of the things I've been saying, that he believes the Juan Soto situation goes like this. He likes it here with the Yankees. Ultimately, you know, it's not like I got to be a Yankee, but all things considered, sure, why not stay? I enjoyed it here. It's not going to be about every single dollar. If it is, he'll go. But if the Yankees come close, if the Yankees show love and give him respect and pretty much come go right there with the Mets or whoever else was high bidder, considering the Yankees provide a place to win, considering he was comfortable here, considering he likes everybody here, considering he had the best year of his career here and played with Aaron Judge, that if the money is somewhat negligible and they're in the same ballpark, that there is a chance that Juan Soto would take less money to be with the New York Yankees, as reported by Andy Martino. And again, he doesn't know, I don't know, nobody knows. But everybody's been out there saying he's going to take every penny, every last penny. That's all he cares about is the money, blah, 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 blah. The way he answered the questions, the tone and tenor of those conversations and answers at the end of the World Series post-game press conference. Like, all that guarantees he wants money, blah, 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 blah. I could see a scenario with the New York Yankees do not give the most money and still get him, and I just painted it out. But here's my one thing now. I wonder the relationship between Soto and Boras, because obviously he's been his client for forever. They turned down $400 million famously from the Washington Nationals. They've been gearing up for this moment for years. For years they've been waiting for this. And Boras knows exactly what he has. He knows the exact type free agent he has. I mean, everybody does, but it is not lost on Boras that this is a unique situation to get a player this good and this young to hit free agency. It is a once-in-a-generation, once-every-30-years type free agent, especially at this age. Not only is he a once-in-a-generational type player, but he started so young to hit the free agent market so young is unprecedented almost. And I'm just wondering, depending on the relationship between Soto and Boras, my biggest fear as a Yankee fan is Boras is fed up with the L's. And I don't know if you would call it an L if he signs a lesser deal with the New York Yankees. If he signs a $700 million deal with the New York Yankees and then it comes out that the Mets offered $750 and he didn't turn it down, and he turned it down for lesser money with the Yankees, I don't know if that's an L for Scott Boras, but I just think right now he is pissed and he wants the biggest number possible.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And coming off of last year's embarrassment, and that's what it was, Scott Boras has been humbled the last year and a half. I mean, this is a guy who shows up to all these winter meetings and GM meetings, and he's given press conferences. He's an agent who gives press conferences. He has a gaggle of reporters around him, and he gives pun after pun and clever, witty comment after what he deems to be clever and witty comments, and he holds court, and we see him at the Angel games in his box. I mean, he is the super agent of super agents. He is Jerry Maguire. He is the guy. He is Scott Boras. He holds press conferences at winter meetings. He is the guy. And he was utterly embarrassed last year. That wasn't, and it wasn't just an off year. It was supposed to be his great year. He had the entire market cornered. He had every big time free agent other than Ohtani, obviously. Other than Ohtani, he had every big free agent on the market. He had in the top 10 free agents that hit the market, Ohtani was one. Boras had 2 through 9. And all of them ended up having disastrous off-seasons and signing well into spring training and taking short-year deals that they could hopefully hit free agency again. And all of it's been an out-and-out disaster. And Brian Cashman, who can't do anything right in this city at the moment, even making it to the World Series, just stared him in the face and said, no, thanks, Scott. Whatever, no, we're not going to do it. And then he had to come crawling back to the New York Yankees just to get the same deal he opted out of, the 4-year, $144 million deal. It's an embarrassing moment for Scott Boras, followed by an embarrassing offseason last year. And I'm just wondering how he's going to handle the one situation that's almost impossible to take an L. Like, you can't lose this. This is the golden goose. This is the greatest free agent of all time. And I'm just wondering if, as a Yankee fan, if I'm trying to play this game of how close do they have to get to the Mets? And is there a process or a way where they could not be the top bidder? Because I don't know how any Yankee fan could honestly say they will be. Like, I think they should be. Like, I heard Evan having this whole conversation. Both teams should be saying the same thing. The Yankees fans should be saying there's no reason why Hal shouldn't be the top bidder. And the Met fans should be saying there is no reason why Steve Cohen shouldn't be the top bidder. And if both of those are true and both of these owners have their hearts set on being the top bidder, there's one guy with more money than the other. It's, if you come to a snowball fight and one guy has 13 billion snowballs and one guy's got 5 billion snowballs, who's going to win the snowball fight? Like, I could say until I'm blue in the face, there's no reason the Yankees shouldn't be the top bidder. But the fact of the matter is, if Steve Cohen is determined to be the top bidder, he will be. Like, we have to come to terms with that as a New York Yankee fan. Like, it has nothing to do with revenue. Like, I could scream, and I have, about the idea that the Yankees are 18th in Major League Baseball. 18th. In percentage of revenue spent. That's embarrassing. I'll be the first to tell you. I've defended Hal. I do think that he spent enough money to win. But the idea that the percentage of money made and that goes back into the team, he's 18th. 17 other teams in Major League Baseball put more money of what they make back into the team. That's embarrassing. That's a terrible job from Hal Steinbrenner. Does he have to be one? I don't know, but he can't be 18th. Now, I understand, again, the percentage of money. He's still putting more money than every other team, other than maybe the Dodgers and the Mets. But he's making more. Put more money into the team, we all agree. And I'm not saying he should stop or not get into it just because Steve Cohen's there, but we all understand what the deal is. So as a Yankee fan, if I'm trying to sign Juan Soto and I'm thinking to myself, how do the Yankees get Juan Soto to come back to the New York Yankees? There's going to have to be a level of closeness to whatever the Mets offer and some sort of leeway in what we determine to be Juan Soto's thinking. It can't be about every penny. Because if it's about every penny and nothing else, he will not be a Yankee. unless Steve Cohen determines that he's not about it, which is another conversation we can have, Met fans, at 888-808-1019. But one of the things that throws a wrinkle, as opposed, not just does Juan Soto want every dollar, you know, not just can the Yankees come close, not just, hey, does he like New York and the Mets provide that, plus the building he said is his favorite place to hit and everything else, blah, 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 blah. It's also, is Scott Boras now not just pissed off at the Yankees and Brian Cashman necessarily for this transaction, which is minimal and really no longer a talking point once it ended, but is he just tired of taking L's? Is he pissed off, and is he looking to make sure Juan Soto gets the biggest amount he can? And is Juan Soto enough of his own man? And I'm not trying to knock him or say that he isn't, but you get into these situations, you trust this guy, you've worked with this GM for forever, I mean this agent for forever, and he tells you, hey, look, this is what's going to set up not only you, but this sets up everybody else in the entire, you know, Players Association, where it's our job and our responsibility to set the number. This is going to help Santander. This is going to help Corbin Burns. This is going to help Christian Walker. This is going to help every other player. You're going to be the guy who carries the torch for this entire Major League Baseball community. And it's your responsibility to do so. That's a compelling argument. And I'm just wondering how much Scott Boras wants that, considering loss after loss after loss.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.